Uven Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erevin Babli, Daf Tev Zayin, Uvigin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amad Aleph, at the Halacha, that's Halacha Ches, the Mishnah. Shayawa, Shechonsa, Rebekah, Rekisor, Klei Behema, Metalkin Besecha, Uvad Shei, Kadegavoya, Yud Tvachim, Rai Yud Pot, Yud Sois, Seyuris, Alabinyan. The caravan camped in a valley and surrounded it with Kalim used for animals, when they carry inside, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall, and the area of the gaps does not exceed that of the building. A gap up to 10 amos is permitted, more than this is forbidden. The Gemara says, Rav Ada b'shem Rav Chasdaya, Lemi nipsecha Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, Oymer, Kol mechitza she'enev, Shel shesev she'erev, Eina mechitza, Emoide ruach. Rav Ada, quoting Rav Chasdaya, said that according to whom is our Mishnah needed? If according to Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda says that any mechitza that's not horizontal and vertical is not a mechitza. He agrees, even though it's only vertical, it's a leniency over here for a caravan. We bring support from a baisa. We may make a mechitza from anything, even saddles, even avitin, which is pillars under saddles, even camels, as long as it's not between one saddle to the other, the full width of a saddle. Between one of it to the other, the full width of an of it. Between one camel to the other, the full width of a camel. And what stands may not be opposite what stands, and gaps opposite gaps, so rather what stands is opposite gaps, and gaps are opposite what stands. Turns out that regarding kilayim, the idea of planting diverse species on opposite sides of the mechitza, anything less than 3 tochim is if it was sealed. Between 3 and 4 tochim is what stands exceeds the gaps, it's permitted. If the gaps exceed what stands, it's forbidden. Between 4 tochim and 10 amos, if what stands exceeds the gaps, it's permitted. If the gaps exceed what stands is permitted. Opposite the gaps is forbidden. More than 10, even what stands exceeds the gaps, opposite what stands is permitted, and opposite the gaps is forbidden. In Shabbos, kol hapochis megimu kesosim, megimu v'ad abor, me'abor v'ad eser, im ha'imed v'abal ha'apoetz muter, v'im ha'apoetz v'abal ha'imed osa. Yisim ha'esa ha'fapisha ha'imed v'abal ha'apoetz osa. However, regarding Shabbos, anything less than 3 is as if it were sealed. Between 3 and 4 tefachim, and between 4 and 10 amos, if what stands exceeds the gaps, then it's permitted. If the gaps exceed what stands, it's forbidden. More than 10, even if what stands exceeds the gaps, it's forbidden. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan v'gimel v'ad abor, yesh kan pirtza, gimel ein kan mokim abor. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that delete regarding kilayim, the phrase between 3 and 4. There's a breach of 3, and there's not an important place of 4 for him of standing width to permit even opposite itself. If you have mana v'hatanina, makifin v'kana v'kana yesh le'mokim, the mana asks from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says we may surround, we make a mechitza of sticks. The stick occupy an important place, it's less than 4. And we lay low to siveni, pochis, mishlosha, shifal, pochis, mishlosha, misasim. The answer is don't challenge me from there. We permit only when they are less than 3 apart, because anything less than 3 is as if it's sealed. If you're a bun, b'shem rav, mikon mokim, mikin shah, imid rav ala poet, muta. If you're a bun, said in any case, since what stands exceeds the gap, it's permitted. Come now to halacha. Yes. Kifin, Gimel Chavolim, Zulamalamizu, Uvach, Vehe Ben Chevel, Chaveroi, Gimel Tvachim. The caravan camped in a valley. They may surround it with 3 ropes, one above the other, as long as there are not 3 Tvachim between successive ropes. Shir Chavolim, Ovian, Yosel, Tefach, Sheik, Hakol, Esset Tvachim. The total thickness of the ropes must be more than a Tefach, and all of it at the top of the top rope will be at least 10 Tvachim. says, Amr Abizeyu Ole Amr Rabbe Eser, Rabbe Yosef Eser, Hapachos Mekan Loi. Abizeyu said that, they said that when we surround with ropes, only when the total thickness of the ropes exceeds the tefach, so with the gaps, is 10 tefachim or more than 10, but not if it's less. Tani Kane, Hevi Doshen, Shel Zayin Tefachim, Shisei Umashahu, Egbiru Min Ha'oed, Pachos Megimel, Mutter, Vayavi, Shisei Vayavi Gimel, Chavolim. There was support from a baisa. If he bought a wall of 7 tefachim and a little bit and raised it above the ground less than 3 tefachim, it's permitted for a sukkah. If there's a solution with thin ropes, he should bring 3 ropes, place 3, 7, and 10 tefachim above the ground. The man ad amma kol pachis megimol kisasim, hacha ad amma kol pachis mishleisha kisasim. There, the bottom 3 tefachim, you say that anything less than 3 is as if it's sealed. Also here, the top 3 tefachim, you say that anything less than 3 is as if it's sealed. So this 6 tefachim are sealed, they should permit, due to the concept of Ayimid Mavala poets, the standing is more than the breach. In Advoy, Rekshay, the one rejects that, you cannot prove from there. Perhaps Ayimid Mavala poets doesn't permit in a case that the Ayimid is a majority, only when we combine both sides over the width of the breach in the middle. Achin Tashi, Yisei V'yavi Dofen, Shel Arbo Tefachim, V'cholshu, V'igbiya, V'igbiya Min Ha'oretz, Yisei Gimel Tefachim, Chasikolshu. You may ask, well, the following is difficult. Why must you bring a wall of 7? You can bring a wall of 4 tefachim and a little bit, and raise it above the ground 4 tefachim, just less than a little. Now, Oymed Mubala poets from one side. Yeva, ki adama uyochen, ha'oymed v'achalal mitstalfim v'arba, v'hu shehi ha'oymed v'abalachal. It's like what Yochen said about Chulias Habon, that the Oymed and the gap join to 4 if the Oymed exceeds the gap. Shim melokish b'shem Yehuda ben Hananya, not Arba Konim, but Arba Zobius Hakerem, but Kasha Gemi and Amala, Matsa Mushim Peer. The Jokish quoting of Yudah ben Hananya said if one inserted 4 poles in the 4 corners of a vineyard, one in each corner, and tied a reed on top between adjacent poles, it saves due to the idea of Peer, which is it's as if there's a wall under the reed and it's recognized that the vineyards end there, so one may seed something else on the other side. Amav Yochanan Kemechit says, Say Kilayim Kemechit and Shabbos. Yechon said, like walls for Kilayim, to permit seeds of other species on the other side, so are like the walls of Shabbos, so it's a Pesach permits a gap even more than 10. I'm a Yechon and Master, Shehalach and Bishov and Kaucha, Etz of Yechon Menui, Le Neged, the Hiro, Sade, Achas, Obeis, Havelta, Haisenikwes, Ayusham, Lutzois, Yosim, Me'eser. Yechon said, a case occurred in which Bishov and Kaucha went to Yechon Menui, to Nagnaged and showed him one field called Beis Chaverta. There were breaches more than 10 amas. Notel, Aim, Vesoysim, Dekronim, Vesoysim, Ad Shemir, Tom, Pachos, Me'efe, Amma Kazu, Kem Lachitza Shabbos. Yerucha Menui inserted spikes and strong peah between them to seal them and reduced the breaches to less than 10. He said like this, so is Lachitza Shabbos. Amma Bizeu, Moidu, Shemenokish, Lein, and Shabbos, Shein, Peah, Matzeus, Yosim, Me'efe. Vera said that Reish Lakish agrees about Shabbos and Peh doesn't help for breaches more than 10. Amav Chagai, Masnisen, Amakain, Makifin, Gimel Chavolim, Zeh Leman Lizeh. Chagai said we have a support from the Mishnah. We surround it with 3 ropes, one above the other. If you say that Peh saves more than 10, so one rope, at least 10 tefachim high, would permit. If you know Amav Reishab, Boy, Hadapeh, Amma is Amem and Amana Minasad. Vienna, quoting Rosha, asked, how does one put the peer on top of the poles or on the side? In Tema, she would say Minasad, Koshikem and Amala, in Tema Minamala, Haminasad, Loi. If you say that it's to the side, all the more so on top permits. If you say that, we'll say that it's on top, but to the side, no. In Tema, she say Minasad, yours, Amal Chagai, in Tema Minamalan, Loi Amal Chagai Klum. Now we infer from Chagai that it's even to the side. If you'll say that it's to the side, Chagai properly supported it with Zeva. If you'll say that it's on top, he didn't say anything just because there's no support. Manashach Minamalan, Hari Minamalan, and Minasad, Hari Minasad. Now no matter what you'll say, Chagai gave a proper support, because if we can permit a breach of 10 through one rope above, he should put it one above. Why does the Mishnah teach about 3 ropes to the side? If we can permit through one rope to the side, there's the top rope to the side. Why does the Mishnah obligate 3 ropes to the side? Avon de Kisan, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, tipatev, b'she asuin, kamin d'akran. Avon de Kisan, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, answered that the case of the spikes are like daggers, means sharp on top, In such a case, the rope would not stay on top, so the Mishnah teaches how to permit two ropes on the side. They are quoting Rabbi Dimi of Haifa, quoting Sokhi, said that the height can be even until 100 amas. Rabbi Yudin, Hadadatim, Alein and Kilayim, or Alein and Shabbos, Loi, Tehipeya, Kavoya, and Akaiva. Rabbi Yudin said that this is for Kilayim, but for Shabbos, Peya cannot be higher than Akaiva. Rabbi Yosa, Amma, Rebbe, He Kilayim, He Shabbos, Rabbi Yosa, quoting Rebbe, said Kilayim and Shabbos are the same. Thus, to Rebbe, Ma ben Kaiva, Ma ben Peya. According to Rebbe, what's the difference between Akaiva and Peya? The answer is Kayu permits even though it's only on one side. Peya permits only if it surrounds on all four sides. This is like Rabzeva said the name of the Hamnuna, Peya permits only if it surrounds on all four sides. It will be Ababa Mamal, Metropolis, Shisishipakrachim, also the Talta Tachteim, Mephneshein, Soif, Tikra, Vein Soif, Tikra, Mertzim, Mishim, Peya. Abba Mamal said that beams that come out from houses, one may not carry under them, because they are the end of the roof, and the end of the roof does not permit due to Peya. Amar Yipinchas, Asa, Uvda, Koymi, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bi Abba, Amudim, Chavaleim, Abba, Pips, Dalios, Behite, Letalta, Mishim, Peya. Yipinchas said that a case occurred in front of Rabbi Yirmiya with four pillars, and four beams on them, and he permitted to carry due to Peya. She said, "Rabbanon, boy, kumi Rabbi Zera, peya mao shitasa basuka." Rabbanu Rabbanon asked Rabbi Zera, "Does peya permit in a sukkah?" Amalayim peya marcelas basuka. Rabbi Zera answered that peya permits in a sukkah. So if schach mao shiatsa basuka, Rabbanu and Rabbanon asked that does the end of the schach permit in a sukkah? Amalayim ain't say schach marcel basuka. Rabbi Zera answered that the end of the schach does not permit in a sukkah. Ma bein zela ze? What's the difference between this and that? Zena se. The answer is this peya was made for this to be mechitza, to permit carrying, and this, the schach, was made for this to be a roof. Rabbi Abba said that all of this is discussion, but to rule is forbidden to rule to permit carrying due to peya. Ma'im sukkah kala at omer ase, Shabbos chamur lakol shigeh. Sukkah is lenient, because a mimit says ase, and he says it's forbidden to rely on Sukkot HaPesach more than one side. Shabbos, which is stringent because it can potentially involve quarries and stoning, or the more so we require proper mechitzas. Rabun Bachir bar kami Rabbi Zera, man tana peya matzeles, le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui. Rabun Bachir asked Rabbi Zera, who taught the peya permits? Wasn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui? He permitted for Kilayim and also for Shabbos. Amalei hadar, she said to now. Rabbi Zera answered, it's this tana means the Brisa earlier, he permits for Kilayim more than for Shabbos.